Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Shel Sacks, and thank you so very much for joining me today for Blog Talk Radio. I'm so excited about what God is doing and how He's blessing and moving in our lives. We started talking yesterday about worshiping in a hard place and giving God glory in a hard place, and we're going right back to that place. We sometimes don't understand the place that God has us in and why He has us there. But the place that we're in is a place that we have to give God praise in spite of what we feel, in spite of what it looks like, because our faith says God is going to surely bring us out. God is going to rescue us. And I'm reminding of Psalms of Psalm 60, where it says, "Oh God, you have cast us off. You have broken us down. You have been displeased." Because sometimes when we're in a place where it looks like the things that we're putting our hands to are not working and prospering like they should, we feel that way. We feel as if God has, we've done something to God that we've disappointed Him, and that for some reason He's not in, we're not in the favor of God the way we should be. But there are things, times in our lives where God tests us and proves us. And it is through our praise, our worship from the heart, not just lip service, not because we're doing something out of tradition. We were told to do it, and that's what we expected to do, and we give the jargon of being spiritual, you know, and we do that to people who know we're going through something. But whenever your praise is from the spirit, from the very soul, the heart of you, that says, "God, even in this, I'm blessing you. Even through tears, I'm exalting you. Even through what I don't understand, I'm blessing your wonderful name." Whenever you do that, God takes notice, and you have to understand that there are some things that have to take care, take place in your life to bring out of you the thing that God has commanded to come out. It's the place of your making. And faith is a muscle. It is a muscle like in the natural. And then the only way that you get that muscle of faith to work is you've got to go to some things that make you strong. These things come to make you strong. You've got to go through some stuff that makes you strong, where your faith is being tested and it doesn't feel good. Because whenever you haven't been working out in the natural realm and you begin to work your physical body and you really begin to work it, for the first few weeks, you're very sore. In fact, the first day or two, you don't want to go back, but you know that if quit now, you're never going to get the end results of what you're expecting. There's a picture in your mind of what you see yourself being. There's a picture in your mind that you see the end of where you're going. And so you work out because you start seeing the results of the workout. You start seeing the pants or the dress not fitting as tightly. You start seeing your sides trying to slim down. You see your stomach going away. You see thighs and stuff beginning to get toned. And you like what you see, so you push yourself even the more so that you can get the end result and then keep what you got. You can't just get it and then let it go. You got to keep it. Well, in the spirit realm, it's the same thing. God is showing you a picture of where you're going, your end result. And so your faith muscles are being tested and tried, and they're being pushed and pulled and being made as you're going through these things that make you strong. And at first, it doesn't really feel good. But when you start getting into it and you start seeing your faith perform and start moving and start shaping something, it pushes you to do something else. As you see small victory, it pushes you to see God do something else by your faith of obedience and trust. It pushes you to believe God for the unexpected and the unseen. This is the set time to faith going on in your life. This is the set time that God is going to do the miraculous. But you've got to trust Him, even in the place of testing. And if you read down further in that 60th verse, you see God speak. In that 6th verse, He says, "God has spoken in His holiness. I will rejoice." Because God says something that lets Him know, I'm your banner. I love you. I'm going to display my love for you, and I'm going to deliver you. And I'm going to make sure that you understand that I heard you and I'm responding to your cry of faith. I'm not going to let you go under, because letting you go under will mean that I don't have the power to deliver you. God, the glory and the lifter of your head, and whatever you're facing right now, and I know many of us are facing many things, so I'm walking you through this empowerment session, letting you know it will work for your good. Keep trusting and believing. Don't give up. Don't back down. Cover the ground. God is telling you by faith. And even when you don't know what to do, do it anyway. Even if you're afraid, as Bishop Jake said, if you're afraid, go anyway. If you're afraid, stand anyway. Stand in faith, knowing that God is faithful. Even when you've never been in this place where you've had to trust him like you're trusting him, know that he's faithful, and he will do exceedingly abundantly far above what you ask him. This is Pastor Shaw Facts, and thank you so much for joining me for Favor Life today, and I pray that you will join me tomorrow as we press in for the process of there and watch God work in our favor. Be blessed in Jesus' name.